This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half of the hour on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, part of the DJVers, of course. That's where the D comes from. Hello, duh. No, maybe the D comes from duh.
Someday
it does. Duh.
All right. Doesn't it feel more like that every day this year, I tell you?
But the thing is that we can laugh about it, because you and I have been talking off the air about some serious stuff. And I love you for what you.
Such a heavy year. I mean, it's just.
I can't even
tell you. I know, right?
All my astrologer friends say, "Whoopee!" And it's supposed to start. Next week is the beginning of a lot of changes in astrological reality. So that's a good thing. But it has been a sucky year. I mean, I've had a health issue.
I'm sitting here right now.
Before.
Do you know what I'm doing? I'm actually stretching out my neck. What?
I'm getting on a plane on Saturday morning, and I'm flying to Salt Lake to have my pal Jack Stockwell, give me a NUCA chiropractic adjustment. I'm going to get one on Saturday afternoon from him, and then we're going to go to the...
I need to go see him. What are you going to do after that?
He's got a movie theater in his house.
What? Oh, yep. In his house. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to the movies.
Movie theater?
We have it.
Tell me, Dougie, what's a movie theater?
We've got them here. I went through the list of things that were at the theater, as a matter of fact. Well, you weren't around when I went through these the other day with my pal Chuck Curry,
There's nothing out.
Oh, no, that's not. There are a couple of things.
If you can find a movie theater, I don't know what you can watch in there.
All right, so here's what we have going on. For those of you who are hopeful that we're going to have something very entertaining and exciting, here is the Vermeer. The last Vermeer is a movie I went to see at the theater. It was very good. Very good. Guy Pearce and a Dutch actor. Very good. The War with Grandpa is still on. De Niro, stupid movie. I went to see that. It was a waste of time. Tenet is still playing. It's been around for months, but it's actually made almost the money that they expected to make. It was because it's been playing since September. Let's see, Freaky is there. We didn't see that. Another horror movie, Come Play. Movie called Half Brothers, which is kind of an interesting concept, procedural. All My Life, one of those God movies. They're playing The Godfather. They're playing Die Hard. Wonder Woman from 2017. Those are the movies that are playing.
I would like to go see The Godfather. Can I tell you, I've never seen it all the way through.
I haven't either, but I haven't wanted to
see
it because my sons told me, yeah, it's kind of really pretty brutal, I think. But you can see the theater is open. It says, see it today. So there you go. All right, I want to start with something here that is really this is under my skin stuff. But it's something that is so important. You know, I may have, between all the radio programs that I do, this one is the most important, has the most listeners, but the Good Day Health show that I do that's around weekends, The American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power, The Countdown Show, all these shows I do every week to over 3 million listeners. So I guess I have some impact, I hope. And if you look at some of the things, we have a full-time person who's going to be on with us starting in January, who's going to take care of all the social media, tell us when we do things live on the air, this is what people are saying, et cetera, et cetera. Because I can't watch all that stuff, and neither can you, while we're on the air for focusing on what we're talking about. I know a lot of radio programs, they have a studio full of yuckers when the host says something stupid, and they're supposed to be watching some of the fan faves. So that's fine. But I think that it's time for us to spend more time with that. So we're going to have this lady on starting the 5th of January, who will be with us, and we'll be tracking all of these things, and we'll be doing a good job with our social media, because I think we need that. But at any rate, when I look at some of the comments, it's still all politics. And when I know how passionate you are, and I get it, and that's one of the reasons you're here, is because you are as passionate as you are, as is Victoria. She's passionate. Sometimes it gets a little heavy for me, and I just, you know, I'll either say, okay, I'll either not get involved, or I'll stop. When I've had enough, that's it. Let's go on to the next thing. So anyway, the thing about political stuff is important, and I don't know how it plays into this. I mean, we know that there's a question about Biden and China, and there are questions about Trump and China. It's impossible to have been as active as the two of them are, or active as most businesses have been, and not have a relationship with China. But at what point do we feel or understand or wake up to the point, to the fact that they are our enemy? I don't like the word enemy. I'd like to think we could all get along. You know, the fact that we have fought with each other here in our country. But, Jennifer.
And I want to clarify that. Go ahead. But finish your statement. I don't want to.
Well, no, I'm looking at two instances. Both the Russians and the Chinese are really screwing with us.
Oh, my God.
Chinese are now. The Chinese have been spying on us using the Caribbean phone system and mobile networks. They're using this, and it's been going on since Obama was president. It goes back years.
And guess how they're trading in this. So after the coronavirus was either released or spread, whatever you believe. That when countries needed PPE,
I believe
China,
they released it.
China had already bought up all the PPE. So what did France, what did other countries in Europe have to do? They had to sign a deal with the devil. They had to sign a deal with the Chinese Communist Party to get PPE for their citizens. They had to sign up and take their communications in their Huawei so that there can be more spying. I mean, it just seems way too
These people
convenient.
Are no good.
And it's not the Chinese people. It's the government. We say it time and time again.
Right.
But the distinction here, and this is what makes me go so crazy. And this is just, I like President Trump. I love President Trump. I wish that he were going to serve another 4 years. But here's the difference between the two candidates when it comes to China. Joe Biden, in all of those years, was not a businessman. Joe Biden was a politician. Politicians should not be enriching themselves with foreign governments, particularly governments that want to eat our lunch and more. And so I think that's the difference. President Trump, before he was president, was a businessman. But of these two people that we've been talking about, Trump's been talking about the dangers of China since the 90s, way before he had presidential ambitions.
Well, he's been talking about that. No matter who's there, we better, as Americans, never mind who the so-called leaders are, but we better, and you look at the news media, they're not talking about this at all.
No.
There's nothing ever in the New York Times.
There are three politicians who actually talk about this, aside from Trump. The three politicians are Tom Cotton from Arkansas, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, and Dan Crenshaw from Texas. The rest of them, to me, Democrat, Republican, show me the money, because I know that China's not supposed to get involved in our elections, but please, you have to figure out where the money is coming from, because those three people are the only ones who I ever hear anybody, I mean, they're the only ones who ever say anything about China, their influence, the danger of China on...
It's really,
there's actually a plan. Many people believe that there is a plan that China wants to have world dominance by 2025. Last time I checked, that's 5 years away. So we need to figure out what is going on. Our military is not equipped to take on the Chinese military.
Well, then it's not going to be a military. There's no
it's not going to be. But no, but I mean, if we ever needed to have that, we'd lose. We'd have it handed to us.
You can't. There's no military way that this ends up. It's just that now there are some people who say 2028 is when the rollover happens, and who knows what the rollover is. But anybody, we've become fat and happy and lazy and pretty stupid. We've given in to all of this stuff. And I say that to all of you who are, you know, you don't want to be called lazy or fat, happy or stupid. Everything is great. The American way of life. American way of life is going to go down the drain like what you flush down the toilet today, unless we do something to straighten this out. The Russians, the same thing. The Russians have hacked into the Treasury Department, the Commerce Department, other U.S. agencies. They're not only doing it here, they're doing it all around the globe. So between the Russians and the Chinese, the cozy bears, you know, the FBI is investigating. What does that do for us? You know, the FBI on TV, the Dick Wolf, this becoming, by the way, a very popular show, the FBI, the Dick Wolf Show. With two very likable stars, They were investigating this sort of thing last night with bad Russians that had infiltrated America. And, you know, it's so it makes a great storyline for a TV show, but it also is true. This stuff is out of control, completely out of control. And we're not, our leaders are not doing anything about it. Everybody's padding their own nest. And so it goes on. And you wait, what's it going to be like for your children, your grandchildren? What are they going to live like? And how is their life going to be if these no good SOBs do? But then, you know, you got to wonder on the other side of it. if we were the dominant country, how does that work for us? I mean, why would you want to be dominant? It's like, I've had a comfortable radio career for 55 years, and I've never been number one anywhere. And I wasn't I've never tried to be number one.
If we don't, then we're Germany. So are we America or are we Germany? Germany sort of rise it out, right?
Yeah. What, you mean now? Or
yeah.
When? Yeah.
Just
yeah.
always. You know, name the European country.
Yep. All right. Well, anyway, food for thought, which is what we're all about here. The DJV download, speaking of food for thought, the one that's posted right now at djvshow.com, the story about a robber who went into a store and then was told he was going to rob the store. And the guy at the counter says, no, you can't rob the store. Get out of here. And he left. And he went down the street and robbed another store and got caught. Anyway, we had a conversation about kale and whether it's good for you or not. Sharon Osbourne has come down with the disease, so we talked about that a little bit in her relationship with her husband, the elves, and I don't know, there's a lot of stuff, gifting ideas we came up with, so you'll hear that. Because this is a good year for different ideas, different things for gifting. I think I'm going to give a lot of cookies out this year.
The
cookies from Ebon's.
Yeah, they're so good. Christmas Everybody gift. That has had the cookies loves.
Fabuloso. Yep. Ebon's, by the way. Ebon'sBakehouse.com if you want to get there. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the latest DJV download. Every day, get a different one. DJVshow.com or wherever you get your daily podcasts.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
T. Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So, yeah, I'm going to make an observation. Phil, I don't want you to feel badly, but the music this week has sucked. And I don't know whether you've been the one who's been responsible for it or this is left over.
Oh,
this
no, it's all me.
Oh, it is. That's okay. Well, we'll put Victoria back in charge of it. What in the world is this? This is Noah Cyrus sharing a brand new song with us here. It's 23 after, by the way, in the DJV program. Music, an important part of our program. Every hour we take 4 or 5 minutes for some of the new stuff, some of the news about singers. Noah Cyrus has a new track following from the recent Best New Artist nomination she got for the 2021 Grammys. That'll be next month. Oh, who's going to watch that? Oh, well, I suppose there have been some Grammys. Not like the Oscars, nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Last year it was done the normal way, right? Grammys was the stuff done later on. The award shows that sort of held back. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I still know how they're going to do the Oscars this year.
They can't. There's not any movies.
Talking about music.
It's ridiculous.
But it's like, I mean, maybe it's the best year. Release something real quick before the deadline if you have something you think is fantastic.
Yeah.
What else are they going to have if they even do the show?
So anyway, why don't you, do you know anything about Noah Cyrus?
Yeah, it's Miley's, no, it's Miley's brother.
Sister, brother?
Sister. Oh. Sister, I think, yeah.
Noah could be a male or a female name.
Right, but it's a Cyrus, so they're from the
Well,
Cyrus
just because
family.
The name is Cyrus, do they think they can sing? This guy thinks he can sing?
Well, listen to the voice, though. I mean, and by the way, it's a girl.
Oh, boy or girl.
Yeah.
How about if they put them together so somebody would know who they were?
Not from the Cyrus family. Hold on a second. Phil, we need you. What is the Cyrus kid that's Miley's brother? That one's Noah, too. But Noah Cyrus is actually not related, so we totally screwed the booth.
So we're really sounding... like, why are we even bothering with this, I suppose, is the question. Have a little fun. All right, let's go on to something that we know. 25 past the hour. I think we're all familiar with Billie Eilish.
This is Miley's. You know there are two. Okay. Do you know that there are two?
Phil
Noah
is not
Cyruses?
Helping us any with this.
Phil, what you're not helping.
He's enjoying us watch us flush down. He's laughing at us because we don't
because
know what the hell
I just
we're
Googled, but no, this is the Miley sister. So don't listen to anything I just said correcting the record. In any case, let's move on, Phil.
Right. Let's go to Billie Eilish, please. She's 18 years old.
Like rolling over in her vacation bed going,
she's paying no attention to this at all.
Thank anyway, God we'd be in trouble. We'd get lectured.
Looking into the camera, there's a new trailer for her upcoming documentary, Billie Eilish, The World's Little Blurry. The doc, directed by R.J. Cutler, who did the Belushi thing. That's it, by the way. Have you seen that Belushi documentary?
I have not watched the documentary, but I would like to. Because,
quite good. Yeah,
yeah.
Quite good. Mostly the story of Saturday Night Live. In reality, there's some good behind-the-scenes stuff going on there. Anyway, Eilish's new documentary is going to be released on Apple TV the 26th of February next year. Promises a look into the singer's astronomical success, including her 5 wins at the Grammys this year. The chart topper shown in a trailer addressing her fans, quote, "Are you guys okay? You guys need to be okay because you are the reason I'm okay."
She
okay?
She got very political this year. Remember Billie Eilish was at, she was at the DNC, one of the performances there.
Oh.
Was pretty involved with some of the election stuff. So yeah, she definitely went the way of many pop stars and got political in 2020.
Well, this documentary will come as a salve to Eilish-obsessed fans who had tickets to go to her world tour, Where Do We Go, which was postponed, obviously. Scenes document her getting her license and acquiring her dream car, which is a black Dodge Challenger, as well as time with her family's two-bedroom house in L.A. She lives in Highland Park. Ah, okay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced optimism for deals on both general spending and on coronavirus stimulus Tuesday night. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline for passing a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown and are also seeking an accord to provide aid, both to small business and to millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for the first over-the-counter fully at-home diagnostic test for COVID-19. The Illume, E-L-L-U-M-E, the Illume COVID-19 home test, is a rapid type test that runs a liquid sample along a surface with reactive molecules. The test detects fragments of proteins of the virus from a nasal swab sample from any individual 2 years of age and older. Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox it's a fairly easy test.
It's called a mid-range swab, so it's not nearly as uncomfortable.
Results of the test are sent to your smartphone. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Overreaching his authority, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak does not have the right to regulate churches in the Silver State. A Las Vegas church expects to invite nearly 200 people to services this week and Sunday after a federal appeals court overturned Governor Sisolak's statewide limits on gatherings at houses of worship. Reverend Jimmy Morales, senior pastor at Calvary Chapel Lone Mountain, says, "This is a victory for churches in Nevada. We're excited that churches in Nevada have been set free to worship God freely." Tuesday, Sisolak said, "While we're disappointed by the court's decision, we respect and will comply with the order." Let's get an update on the U.S. border wall with Mexico. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
There is mounting pressure on President-elect Joe Biden to end construction of the border wall with Mexico. CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says that would be a huge mistake.
Let's consider the cost directly to the American taxpayers, which would probably be billions of dollars that have already been invested and assigned to a contract.
Commissioner Morgan believes that would be a mistake because the materials have already been purchased.
If you terminate, those materials are not going to be utilized, a waste of taxpayers' money.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Of the 1,954 miles of border between the United States and Mexico, about 430 miles have the new wall. The build so far has consumed 911,000 cubic yards of concrete and 638,000 tons of steel. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So I lost track of time here a little bit. Let's keep ourselves going, though, Jen. It's Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn on the DJV program, 34, 35 past the hour. The Sunday, good day. The Christmas show which is a week from Friday, right? The 25th is a week from Friday.
You believe
so
it?
We're going to provide you with a Christmas Day program for the DGV show. A couple of years ago, I was outvoted. there was a castle coup.
That's right. There was a takeover, for sure.
Right, yeah. Because I'd always
Doug has this mentality to work every single holiday. And
well, I've been on the air for all the years that I've been on the air. I mean, for 30 years, I didn't take a vacation. Never mind. And then we had all the holidays covered. I was always on holidays. So I think it was more with the advent of Victoria than it was, because I don't think you, I mean, you just didn't show up on Christmas.
Well, you know, I did Christmas with you for a long time, yeah. And then things started happening in my life where I just couldn't do it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And then
so anyway,
Victoria said she was out. You were just in trouble.
Well, it's hard for me to have a conversation by myself with myself.
Actually, it's not. I've heard it many times.
Thank you. The best laid plans of mice and men. So anyway, the Christmas Day show is a special, it's a really special DJV tribute to Christmas. And we'll do it, I guess, on New Year's as well. I mean, are we on New Year's? I've forgotten whether I was going to be here New Year's or not. New Year's, what's the story? Phil, do you know what we're doing on New Year's?
Oh, we're not working New Year's.
We're not Good working call, New Phil. Year's.
Good call.
Nice going, Phil. All right, anyway, let's get back to what's going on today and not worry about what's happening a week or two from now. A state judge has ruled that the Trumpsters have to turn over documents, Jennifer, related to a property whose tax abatements were being investigated by the New York AG. So what's the story? Is this another one of let's go get Trump, or is this really kind of a dicey situation? Because, again, as a business guy, he's done a lot of things. He's declared bankruptcy. He's done a lot of things that have been criticized by those people who don't like him. But I think he wouldn't be alone in the way he runs his business. But at any rate, is this dangerous for him? Does this get taken care of if he pardons himself? Does all this stuff go away?
I don't think he will pardon himself, by the way. You know, people who are like out there are saying, oh, Trump's just going to go out there and pardon himself. I don't think that he does. Because think about, first of all, what the precedence of that is, where presidents can just then go and do whatever they want in that role and then pardon themselves. No, I don't find that to be very much like him. Plus, I don't think that he thinks that he did anything wrong. So
well, I think that's more the point.
So if you don't think you did anything wrong, then you're not going to necessarily be afraid. And I think these investigations have been something that have been kind of ongoing. And I don't want bad people circulating around politics. Unfortunately, they fly there like flies on you know what.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have lots of it in my barnyard.
Yes. So if there's investigations to be had, that's fine. But it seems that the president has been under investigation for the entirety of his presidency, and they've yet to find anything. It's like, mm-hmm. just keep looking. And so then at some point you get a little weary of it, going, okay, what, you know, is there going to be any conclusion here? And if there's not, let's move on, and let's not make this political target practice, essentially.
Well, I think that the target practice, interesting way of putting it. Now there's this, all of the rigged election conversation and what it's done, to the race in Georgia. This seems to be a daily focus, and one wonders.
Something new every day pops up. That's the thing.
So what do you believe, though, under the circumstances? The rigged election, we have challenges when it comes to how we elect people, and this is becoming an old story, and I don't want to keep talking about it. I would like to see something done. I'd like the talk to stop and action to begin, because the electoral system, not the the electoral college, you and I disagree on that. I think there's long since time for it to be gone. But in terms of each
vote,
we're
not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, and that's why we have an electoral college.
Yeah.
So
all right, let's change the Constitution. How about that?
Go for it. Good luck.
Okay. Anyway, let's see what's going on the other side of the street. Joe Biden. And I was thinking, and somebody will slap me around for this. I don't even like mentioning her name because she so annoys me.
Are you talking about Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I am. I just think Biden.
Well,
I'm,
you know
I
what the
no
story is, right? You know the inside juice is that you know how the Hunter Biden story has just magically reemerged after the election.
She started it. Yeah.
That's what the rumor is that it's coming actually from her camp because she'd like to get him out of
here. She's nothing, right? She's nothing. But it, and if her as president, wow. That really is something not to look forward to, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway.
You know, but people knew this because of any ticket that we've seen in recent history, there were the most questions about Joe Biden's health and whether or not he'd complete office or be able to complete a four-year term. So people knew. I mean, they voted for him or didn't vote for him with that in mind. So I guess it's not troublesome to them.
Well, it isn't because... There's this, what happens with our, it's like what happens with, it happened with Reagan, it happened with Clinton, it happened with, not so much with the Bushes, but it certainly happened with Obama. These people, it would follow them into an abyss. You know, they just follow them anywhere. It's kind of like, a religion, with people, you know, how the, these various religious guys, mostly men, who find a following, and these people will do anything. It's like they're gods.
Yeah, and this time the religion wasn't a candidate. It was the religion was that we can't handle Trump anymore. So the religion wasn't about how great Joe Biden is or like, because I would say Obama and Clinton, they were kind of rock stars, right? People followed them and followed them blindly because they're charismatic. They're charismatic leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And but I don't know that Biden is that person. He's had failed attempts in the past, but I think what he did was he symbolized a movement, and that's what was being characterized as this. You know, no matter what, we have to follow the movement. Get Trump out of office. Orange man bad. I mean, it was, you know, kind of that way.
Orange man. Orange man bad. There you go. The problem with food in our country and what we do about it. See, this is where we look for real leadership. There is a problem in most every city in our country, and it's been exacerbated by the COVID. The amount of Los Angeles, again, a good example of it, but it happens in a lot of big cities where people who have restaurants or excess food want to give it away to people who need it, and the law prohibits that from happening. So we've got a real problem with hunger, food.
Stupidest law in the book.
It is crazy.
And it's not even a law. It's the stupid health departments that not only are the health departments making decisions about our shutdowns and what can be open and all of this, and many of them aren't even led by medical doctors. They're led by, you know, doctors of social psychology or whatever. And they're making these decisions, and then they're saying, well, it's unclean. If we have leftover food, you can't give it to homeless people. We have hundreds of thousands of
people
out on the street.
The rubbish barrels to get
and now even more. I'm telling you what, you know, wait, just buckle in. Because January 1st, that national no eviction order is going to be lifted. And I'm telling you, that is not good. That is not good for all the people who are out of work. Right now, we're not feeling the real impact yet of all of these shutdowns. You're going to start to feel it once people start lifting these orders, once they start to expire. If no one renews them, forget it. You're going to be out on their rear ends.
Out. Coming
and
up in a
how
moment.
How do you ever pay off all that debt? You haven't paid rent for 8 months, and now you're going to have to, with no job and no job to go to, pay 8 months' worth of rent and your current ticket? No way.
Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise has a meltdown on the set of a film that he's shooting in Italy. Let's get to the story behind the story with that in a matter of moments here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Victoria on vacation this week. A little note for those of you who are interested in food, family, farms. I do a weekly hour called the American Family Farmer, and you can get the podcast that goes with the broadcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The show that's up there right now is an interview that I did. Well, I have farm news, food news, a lot of commentary on what's going on with you and the price you're paying for food, et cetera, et cetera. I have a lot of, well, I've always had a lot to say about milk prices because I'm a dairy guy. Anyway, we also meet Leandra King, who has this Detroit farm and cider outfit. She grew up in Detroit, and she left the city, found some land, and has created something out of nothing. It's a really great American story. The first black-owned cider mill in the country. A really good story. So if you want to hear that story and be inspired, by that, and then connect with, you know, your own local desires for food and for family. Check out the American Family Farmer Show and the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Plus, you can check out Apple. That's where you get this podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle.
All right, 48 after the hour, Tom Cruise trending today. He's upset because he spotted a couple of people who broke social distancing rules on the set of the next Mission Impossible theme, and he let it rip.
Upset was an understatement. He I watched the video. And
called the mother blankers.
But you know what? He wasn't wrong. I mean, I know he was rough around the edges, and he called names. But here's the thing. He said, we're putting thousands of people to work right now. Yeah. No one is able to work. And so if the rules are the rules, well, then follow the dang rules. You know? Yeah. It's like,
all you need is someone
to come in, see it, shut everything down, and then what are you going to do?
Right. So he really went off on this. And I think that's it. I mean, he was screaming at everybody, but he's worried about the people on the set. Right. He's worried about the... Yeah, it makes good sense.
Look, I hate the rules, too, but they're there, so you've got to follow them.
Rules are there, yep. All right, 10 before the hour. Thank you, Mr. Cruz. There's Ms. Horn and Mr. Stefan here on the DJV Show.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help.
We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour on today's DJV program, today being Wednesday and all, and Warren Eckstein is here every Wednesday to, well, he's actually on the program every day. We have tips from Warren every day on what to do for your crotch-sniffing dog. That could be, well, that could be a whole week of episodic adventures. Warren hosts the Pet Show, which you can follow at thepetshow.com. Hundreds of radio stations around the country, including a lot of them that carry this program, carry Warren Eckstein. I was talking to my friend Ed up at WSDE, your old stomping grounds in Cobbleskill, that station. It actually, he's got three radios. This guy's done a great job. He's a wonderful guy. And I stopped to see him. I was visiting with him at the station last Friday when I was up in that neck of the woods. That's your old, you had a long career.
Yeah, I had a little rescue up there, yeah.
And he carries your program on the weekend. He carries you, and he carries the farm show, and he carries not only us Monday through Friday, but he really is high on you. And I think a lot of people who have been carrying you for a long time just really like the way you present yourself. And that brings me around to thinking about where we are. You've posted on your Pet Show website, I mean, your Facebook, what is it, facebook.com/Pet Show, a request for pictures of pets that have been rescued during the pandemic. How many, what sort of a, are we looking at numbers here? How many dogs and cats have been found during the last 8-9 months?
You know, there's no specific numbers that I have, Doug, but I can tell you the you know, speaking to shelters and rescues and all the humane organizations I work with, since the pandemic started, so many people have stepped up and adopted and fostered dogs and cats and even guinea pigs and hamsters, whatever they found at the shelters, and it's a great thing to do. So what I've done is I honestly believe that when there's a positive story about a dog or a cat that's been rescued, it encourages another person to do it. So at my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thepetshow, don't forget that
PhD,
what I'm asking people to do is basically send me photographs or little stories about a dog or a cat, whatever pet they either fostered or adopted, and I'll post those pictures there, and hopefully that will encourage other people, because I would love nothing more than to see every rescue worker and every shelter worker on the unemployment line.
Yeah, I'm with you. The interesting, I found this at a site called Rover.com. It's a dog walking site. Do you know about Rover.com?
Yeah, you know, good and bad, Doug. I had a lot of good things, but I also heard very, very common that, you know, a dog got out, a dog got loose, they didn't show up when they were supposed to. But they have a pretty decent reputation. But, I get all the bad stories.
Well, apparently, a lot of dogs have been named Kobe, and that among the most popular pet names in honor of Kobe Bryant. The name Mamba is also a big pet name. The biggest spike was Black Mamba, that up 58%. I never heard of a dog in my life named Black Mamba.
Well, that's the name of Kobe's. That's the name of Kobe's athletic place here in Southern California.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah, so that's the Black Mamba. So that's why it's the Black Mamba. By the way, one of the deadliest snakes in the world, also,
is a Black Mamba.
Fastest snake. You know, I've worked with a lot of snakes in my life. These snakes actually will jump off the ground 5 or 6 feet to bite you.
Ooh, yuckabunga.
Yeah.
Anyway, the site says the name Gianna is way up. Let's see here. That was in the tribute to Brian's daughter Gigi. So apparently, he's had quite an impact. Rover also says the name LeBron is up among dog owners. Michael Jordan is up with cat owners. They also say Tom Brady is seeing a surge in pet name popularity. I guess down in Tampa, probably more than anything else. So what is it? When people talk to you about naming, when you take calls on your program with people who would say, I don't know what to name my cat. What do you have as a suggestion? Or what about my dog? Where do you send people to come up with a name? It's a great question, actually.
It is a super question. I kind of enjoy people that give their dogs or their cats human names. And the reason, like Sam, Bob, Harry, Molly, Willie. And the reason I say that is because very often some studies have been done that suggest that people that give their dog or cats human names are more apt to accept them as family members versus the family pet. True or not true, I don't know. But also that same story, that same thing that you were talking about, Rover, they also came up from an increase in the number of dogs and cats named after marijuana products. For example, indica is a very popular term for dogs now, as is sativa, a very popular name for dogs now. So I guess that's just part of the pandemic.
Really? Huh. Did you see that airlines are no longer going to accept emotional support animals other than dogs?
Yeah, and who I blame for that? I blame these phony people that take their dogs on the plane that are not really service dogs, or take their parrot. They really messed it up for people that really have a need for a service or emotional dog. They really messed it up.
There's apparently the biggest problem was with parakeets. Some form of bird.
Yeah, a lady bought a flamingo on the plane with her.
Yeah, exotic animals like a flamingo. All right, look out for...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.